96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to personal finances, credit is always a big issue, but not everyone has access to it. A new kind of credit score could change that for millions of people who haven't had access before. Joining me to talk about this are Michael Nathans. He is the founder of Good Thrift Benefit Corporation. We will also be joined by Muriel Garr a little bit later in the program. She, of course, is a financial expert and host of Beyond the Bling on Sirius XM Channel 141. We're talking about this tonight, a new kind of FICO score. If you have a question about that or any credit issue, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mr. Nathans, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay, explain in brief, what is this new credit score, this new kind of FICO score? Where is this coming from?
Well, it's coming from the fact that about 53 million people in this country don't have a FICO score because they don't have any credit. And the new credit score is designed to look at things like how they pay their bills as a measure of whether or not they're creditworthy. Without a FICO score, it's very difficult for an auto lender, a mortgage lender, or a credit card lender to extend credit. And unfortunately, if you don't have credit, lenders think that it's like you have bad credit, even if you don't have bad credit. But you get essentially treated the same when you apply for credit. It's a difficult situation. The funny thing about it is, and the ironic thing is, if you don't have credit, it means you haven't been using credit to live beyond your means, and you're not necessarily uncreditworthy.
Mm-hmm. When you say those folks perhaps haven't had credit, who are these people specifically, and why don't they have it?
Sure. Studies have shown that people who don't have credit are typically younger adults, immigrants, sometimes retired people who have paid off all their debts and, they don't have a mortgage anymore and they haven't used credit cards. Sometimes divorcees where the credit was in the name of the spouse after the divorce wind up without a credit history.
Mm-hmm. But it seems, a little strange to me that only now is this issue coming up. You said some 50 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yes, it's a lot of people. And this issue is not just now coming up. I formed a company back in 2002 to help people who paid their rent and their utilities and their cable and their other bills that don't get reported to the credit bureaus, show that they're creditworthy, and do it in a way where it was electronic, just like a regular credit bureau. The name of the company was PayRent Build Credit. We were a for-profit with a social mission, and we were supported with grants by the Ford Foundation, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, City Mortgage, and even IBM to help consumers who pay their bills on time and the type of bills that most people pay. So these are regular bills. Rent is a regular payment that everyone makes before they buy a house. Well, that should be counted, particularly if you're applying for a mortgage, because it shows that you can make that housing payment on time. And without a history of that, mortgage lenders, and particularly Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the FHA, were having a hard time telling whether or not somebody was creditworthy, and they were using a paper-based system that was full of fraud. So we tried to put a system in place that made it possible for a consumer to generate a real file that could be scored by a company like FICO.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to go to the phone lines. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Donna calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Donna, are you there?
If you'd like.
Give me a call back if you can, Donna. Let's try Barbara. Oops, we lost Barbara as well. Barbara, Donna, please give us a call back if you can. Michelle, calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Are you there?
Michelle?
Call back if you can, Donna. Let's try Barbara.
Yes, turn your radio down, Michelle, please.
Barbara, Donna, please give us a call back.
Michelle, are you there? We're going to work on that. I want to go back to this issue of this new FICO score. Again, where is this coming from? Who is, who or what organization is doing it? And when is it going to happen? And what specifically is it going to be called?
Well, the interesting thing is that the participants that are providing the data have not been disclosed. They haven't come up with the name of the score yet. But there was a score similar to this that Fair Isaac developed called the FICO Expansion Score. Back in the early 2000s, 2004 roughly, is when I spoke to Fair Isaac about that.
And Fair Isaac, meaning Fair Isaac Corporation, F-I-C-O, FICO.
Correct.
Okay, please continue.
Mm. Correct. And they came out with a FICO expansion score for people who didn't have a credit score, just like this new score. And it, I talked to them in my capacity as the CEO of Pay Rent Build Credit, looking for the data in our credit bureau to be scored by FICO. And they said to me, well, let's use this FICO expansion score. And it's for people who don't have a credit history. And my reaction to that was, I don't think that's the right way to go. I think rent, utilities, cable, phone, those bills that we're talking about, this new scoring, should be included in the regular FICO score that lenders use. Because when lenders see two different kinds of FICO scores, they don't know which one to use. And they're going to use the one that they're used to using. They're not going to use the new one.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. And we will get back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about credit and a new FICO score. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing the discussion about a new credit score that may very well change access to credit for millions who've never had it before. My guests are Michael Nathans, founder of Good Thrift Benefit Corporation, and Muriel Garr, financial expert and host of Beyond the Bling on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Francis from Northeast Washington. Francis, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
My name is Francis.
Yes.
I am 70 years old, and I am on OWCP.
OWCP? What is OWCP?
Workman's Comp.
Okay. Go ahead.
I had a Forerunner, which ran into the wall, which accelerated and ran into the wall at Landover Mall. I had a Camry, which was defective, which does the same thing.
Okay, Francis, we're talking about credit right now. I apologize, but we want to kind of stay on topic for right now. Let me go back to Muriel for a minute. Muriel, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. From your position, this new FICO score, as I said to Mr. Nathans, some 53 million people could very well have access to a credit score once this comes to fruition? Your take on this?
Well, it's 53 million people that financial institutions, lenders now have access to earn income off of. Let's understand this whole thing. Money is a business. Market tanked. Fewer people were eligible to qualify for credit, which meant that there was less fee income coming into banks, automobile lenders, credit card holders, etc. So they've got to figure out how they're going to be able to add to their bottom line. And so in order to add to their bottom line, they've got to increase the pool of people which they deem credit eligible in order for them to charge them interest to make money. So like when Michael said at the top of the show, when he came up with this concept, buy, pay rent, build credit, it wasn't really that sexy then because they didn't need people who used alternative forms of credit to actually generate a credit file because the market was full of people that were credit eligible. Think about what happened in 2008. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, you know what, we've got to get our profits up. So there's this pool of people out here that we're not able to rank is to determine what we're going to charge them from interest. So let's come up with an alternative means to risk rate them. That's what a credit score does. It determines the risk or the likelihood of you not paying. And based on that likelihood, they determine how much they're going to charge you in interest. Interest, remember, is income for the entity that is charging it. So let's figure out how we're going to rank them so that we can then give them access to credit and so that then we can make money. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying that consumers need to be mindful of the game. And if they're mindful of the game, then they can actually determine which piece they're going to move to put them in charge of their financial future.
You mentioned credit eligible, but that doesn't necessarily mean credit worthy.
And see, I love it. That's why I love being next to you, because you pick up on my words.
Yeah, I try
That's
to listen.
Exactly
yeah.
right. Because credit eligible and credit worthy are two different things. Credit worthy, in my definition, means that you understand how credit works and you use credit to work for you. So in other words, you're not charging up $10,000 worth of credit card debt, and at the end of the month, you're paying 1% of it. You know that whatever you charge, if you use it right, you charge it, you pay it off, so you let their money work for you instead of their money, your money working for them. There's a total difference there.
Interesting. So, and I asked this of Mr. Nathans earlier. Where is this coming from? Is this the credit rating companies, or is this the bank?
It's the industry.
It's the industry as a whole.
The industry as a whole. The industry in the whole is in the business of money.
Mm.
And so money's got to make money, and when money doesn't make money, people aren't happy.
Okay. We're going to talk more about this, and we're going to go to the phone lines as well. We've got a lot of folks on the line. Shay, Paul, Chico, Katrina, you're on the line, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is